For most of the 1980s, Naomi Judd and her daughter Winona were the top country music duo.
Love, just a word in every dictionary, but nowhere to find.
With their close harmonies, the Judds sold more than 20 million albums, scored 15 number one hits, and won 5 Grammy Awards.
Love is alive and at our breakfast table every day of the week. Love is alive and it grows every day and night, even in our sleep. Love is alive and it's made a happy woman out of me. Oh, love is alive.
But when Naomi was diagnosed with hepatitis C in late 1990, and the doctor said she would die within 3 years, the Judds were devastated.
It was definitely the dark night of the soul for Winona and I both. I think that music became a psychological glue that held us together because it was a very fractured time.
Naomi Judd says that Bill Moyers' public television series on healing and the mind was just the medicine she needed to fight the hepatitis and prove the doctor wrong.
I had to figure out a way to stimulate my body's beleaguered immune system, and I thought, I'm going to use the prayerful support of all these wonderful, wonderful fans that have been with me through all parts of my life. So I said, okay, they're telling me I'm going to die, so let's gas up the bus, put my comfort food in the old refrigerator, and let's just do a farewell tour of America, okay?
I know what I'm singing, don't you want to sing too? Can't you hear the bells ringing?
The Judds' 1991 farewell tour was a big success. Naomi says the strength she drew from her fans helped her stay alive and convince her daughters, Winona and Ashley, to keep their faith and courage.
Real security comes from the realization that the deepest source of our connection is God, that we're spiritual beings.
Officially, you are in remission. When do you speak of cure?
Cured. Let's say it together on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Can you say that, though?
Yes. I got the stamp of approval from the American Liver Foundation, from my doctor, my liver specialist, my hepatologist. Yep, I'm cured.
With her health restored, Naomi Judd has been touring the country again, but no longer for concerts. She leaves the performing to Winona, who has a successful solo career in music, and to Ashley, who's found success as an actress. Naomi promotes her own line of skincare products, does motivational speaking, and takes her message of hope and recovery from hepatitis C on the road.
Traveling all 50 states the last 12 or 13 years on the lecture circuit, speaking about health issues, health care reform, certainly anything having to do with spirit, mind, body, all the things I'm passionate about, just gives me a tremendous amount of satisfaction. I also raised my hand and became the American Liver Foundation spokesperson. And this book that I've written, Naomi's Breakthrough Guide, is about showing you how to have breakthroughs instead of breakdowns.
Naomi has had her share of both, and she speaks of overcoming adversity, starting with her high school pregnancy in Ashland, Kentucky.
Being pregnant, wife and mom at 17, I put myself through college in my 30s. We got signed to RCA when I was 37. Never had a savings account. No credit. Kind of sounds like the words to a country song, doesn't it, Bob?
I was going to say that. Better that you did.
You have mercy on me. You treat me so bad. I'm in misery. It's breaking my heart. Can't you see? Baby, baby, have mercy on me.
Winona's last album reached number one. Ashley's on Broadway. You're on a book tour. Life is good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you miss singing?
I do. I miss the gestalt. I miss being with Winona. Every time I have to go do a tour like this book tour, I spend the day with her. And it's kind of spooky, Bob. We are so intensely bonded. It freaks people out when they're around us a bit because we're like monkeys. We're always grooming each other, always touching. We have a very very deep psychological connection so that we finish each other's sentences. We don't even have to speak sometimes. We just nod in an affirmation of knowing what the other is thinking.
Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time?
You two were on top the whole time. You had, what, 8 or 9 years, and there was no let-up. You were at your peak for that whole time.
It was a very symbiotic relationship. I think, in retrospect, that the fans really see themselves in us. I think Winona and Ashley and I exemplify an enlightened imperfection, if you will. We know how flawed and how vulnerable and sometimes wounded we are, but we acknowledge that and we just feel like we're all in this thing together.
Naomi Judd, author of Naomi's Breakthrough Guide, 20 Choices to Transform Your Life. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
Everybody, every now and then, has got to have some fun. Turn up the music, turn up the juice, just put me